Matters arising, first of all, paragraph 2.3, which is the planning of the Wan Chai development and follow up on that very useful meeting I think we had with the Royal Hong Kong Yacht Club, and Paul's suggestion that the parties come together to see if there's a possibility of amending or revising the current work contract to see if we can accommodate any ambitions or aspirations of the Yacht Club and others in the future. Any other comments on that point? Paul, as you see, there is the proposal to have that meeting. Paragraph 3.9, the Central Wan Chai Bypass, particularly the linkages with the Island Eastern Corridor. If you recall last time, we had quite major concerns about visual impact of the barriers, but also a long discussion about access onto the deck and onto the landscaped area, public access to the landscape areas. We've got a response from Highways Department, dated 15th of February. Members have had that. It's dated the 8th of February, but it was issued on the 15th. Members, any particular comments on that? I mean, it's quite a detailed response. Clearly, there are ongoing concerns about, I think, visual impact and public access. And Highways have promised to come back, particularly on the public access aspect. Any comments on the on that particular item, North Point? Thank you. Well, you've had it. It's been circulated. As you see, that there is explanation, technical explanation, if you like, as to why these things are necessary, and there is the undertaking that they will come back to us on this issue of public access, which is really where I think we were coming from, particularly in terms of the harbour planning principles. Thank you. Paragraph 5.10, the boardwalk. The study is ongoing. They're looking at two scenarios, one with and one without the cycle track, as we asked, and they're looking at this from a cost and implications in terms of the harbour ordinance. The CDD will be back to us at the next meeting with an updated report. So that's positive, that work's ongoing. Paragraph 7.4, 7.6, P2, which we've just discussed. Written response has been received and was circulated to members on the 15th of February. We're pleased to know that the harbour, that the police have stepped up enforcement action against speeding on the road. So in the short term, we've got some action. I don't know if Mr. Mack or Mr. Chan would like to comment at all on where we are on the design of Long Wah Road, P2, and enhancing it as a boulevard and a more pedestrian-friendly piece of infrastructure. Paul?
Chair, we've read the comment from Highways, the CDD, and transport, and I suggest that we refuse to accept this. Basically, they'll say they don't want to replace the concrete profile. These stone planters are acceptable and considered absolutely safe at 50 kilometer roads throughout the territory. However, we have not installed the planters, and now we refuse to go back to planters. The trees have been recently planted, and so any impact on the actual trees, any modification that would take place right now, will be absolutely minimal. The trees are still within the pockets that they've been planted in, so there's not going to be they're not going to hurt. They're not going to like it, but they're not going to hurt under it. And I think it's very obvious when you go to the P2. Some sections are with the concrete profile, some sections are with planters, and it's very obvious the planter sections look pleasant, look accommodating, inviting, where the concrete profiles look awful. They look like a highway. So I think we should be insistent, Chairman. It's not a lot of money to fix it. But it means that the Highways Department and everybody has to respect the fact that we've asked for this and that they haven't responded to it and they have to make a change. So maybe, I'm not sure whether they're worried about the economy, have the money for it, or loss of face or whatever. But I think that's the argument here doesn't make sense. Yes, concrete profiles are safer than no concrete profiles. Yeah, of course. I mean, if you stick everybody in a concrete box at home, lock the door, and they don't kill themselves, put them in jail, they're going to, take away all their knives and shoelaces, they're going to be safer. But that's not what life is about. We were here about the Hans and the waterfront to make it a pleasant area for people to come to. So I think we should be quite insistent, Chairman, that these concrete profiles will be removed except for at the underpass.
Mr. Mack or Mr. Chan, any immediate... Miss Mack's not here, sorry. Mr. Chan, where is Mr. Chan? Please, maybe an immediate, an interim reaction, maybe put it that
Chairman,
way.
Chairman, I think the Transport Department should concentrate on the traffic flow and pedestrian flow, not the hardware of the road. So you better refer the case to CEDD then.
Okay, well, CEDD is not here, so we'll take it back to them. We'll take back the...
You, then we can be clear what we're trying to achieve. So,
members' views on particularly on P2 and the hardware and how we mitigate, if you like, the visual impact and enhance its profile, please, Maggie.
Yeah, I think if it is possible to keep, it's a very important part of the central waterfront down there, and if it is possible to make it as use the stone and make it look a lot better and a lot more welcoming. We've got to have... we can't get rid of the road. We'd rather not have it there at all. But, we have to have the road. So I think in that particular location, it should be made to look as possible, as good as possible. And I think the stone planters would help. Now, whether it has... if there's a particular engineering or technical reason why it's difficult to do now, I think we want it in the programme so it happens in due course and not due course 10 years' time. Due course in a reasonable time frame.
Okay. Peter? Okay, why?
Thank you. Now the concrete profile has been built and I do not have any detailed information about whether the concrete planter can serve the purpose in terms of possible impact from vehicle accident. But never mind about this point. We have time to deal with that. The major issue to me is I rather buy the last point put up in a note from CEDD in a way that we are desperately waiting for the completion of the Central Wanchai Bypass to ease traffic congestion. And before that, we have to rely on P2 as an alternative route to Harcourt Road and also Connaught Road Central. And I personally have that experience traveling from west to east very often. So if we have construction work along P2, that will take away the possibility or actually will create more traffic congestion because of the construction work. And if we have to change it, which I won't have doubt because it definitely looks better if it's technically feasible, I rather prefer this to wait until the completion of Central Wanchai Bypass. Thanks.
Okay, so a timing issue. Okay, no problem. Anybody else before Paul comes back again? Paul?
Yeah, I agree with KY that the impact of any works in terms of impact on traffic flow should be considered, and the TTMs and the temporary traffic measures should be considered when we make any changes. My experience of that road is that it was originally aimed to be a dual two road. It's almost dual three the entire length, and it's hardly used. I use it very regularly because it's hardly used. So I think a TTM would be acceptable given the current traffic situation. But the sooner we do it, the better it is, because right now that road is underused, so we can fix it quickly. But I think we should also get confirmation that any extension of the road beyond what is currently already built, so in the areas of of Wanchai that we're not going to make the same mistake. So I think we should be very clear about sections not yet built.
Okay. Any other comments? So I think a clear message that we'd like to see the stone plant as if it's at all feasible, but we would respect there's an issue on timing and to the extent that it may need to be deferred until the bypass is open, then we understand and we recognise that. Can we take that back to CDD? Thank you. All right. Moving on then, if we may. I think we move now into the agenda proper, unless anybody else has any matters arising. All right.